A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。各位晨读的小伙伴，早上好，我是 Q。In today's news, we are going to talk about Tesco puts buying caps on several products. 今天的新闻说的是英国零售乐购超市已经在几样物品上实行限购了。疫情刚刚爆发的时候，各大超市里就出现过泡面、卷纸等被抢购一空的状况。那么现在疫情变得复杂而严峻的英国，乐购超市对哪些物品实施了限购呢？我们到文中去了解一下。此外，如果你希望进一步提升英语水平，我向你强烈推荐由本课程原班人马打造的有灵外刊精读课。这门课是晨读的升级版，会精选全球顶级刊物的文章，带你逐字逐句掌握语言精华。只要你坚持学习，还能全额退学费。请关注公众号夏说英文晨读，立即报名参加吧。好，下面请大家放轻松，听我完整朗读这篇短新闻，让大脑自然捕捉信息，大意能抓多少是多少。Are you ready? Here we go.Tesco has introduced purchasing limits on some products, including eggs, rice, soap, and toilet roll. The move is to make sure everyone has access to the products, it said in an email to customers. Customers are allowed to buy up to 3 of each item. The move comes as almost 3,000 lorries remain stranded in Kent.After restrictions on travel and freight between the UK and France were introduced, the supermarket giant also encouraged customers to shop alone to ensure social distancing in stores. 好，全篇听完，我们来逐句理顺。首先，第一句概括核心大意。我们先来看看乐购 Tesco 对什么商品进行了限购。 Tesco has introduced.Purchasing limits on some products, including eggs, rice, soap, and toilet roll.
从句子当中，我们可以快速地捕捉到限购的商品包括鸡蛋啊 ，including eggs, 大米 ，rice, 香皂 ，soap, 以及厕纸 ，toilet roll.
Roll 是一卷一卷的，所以 toilet roll 字面意思厕用卷纸。
那这一句的写法在我看来不太像我们平常读到的新闻，因为 Tesco 的前面和后面都没有配合同位语来介绍，这种情况也是有的。对它的介绍可能会在下文当中通过同义替换的方式来出现。那我们快速的跟大家介绍一下 Tesco， 它是英国的零售业巨头，规模排全球第三，仅次于美国的沃尔玛和法国的家乐福。OK， 那么 Tesco 引进了限购的政策，叫做 has introduced purchasing limits on something。如果要说限购令 purchasing limit 具体的限制内容，就要用介词 on 来代出。如果是限购车辆 purchasing limits on vehicles， 当然这种限制还有其他的表达方法，我们在下文当中会见到类似的。只要记住某样东西的购买限制，就叫做 purchasing limit。On something 就可以了。那咱们接着往下看，为什么会出现如此政策
？The move is to make sure everyone has access to the products, it said in an email to customers.
The move 就是此举啊，也就替代了上文当中的 introducing purchasing limits。这个举动是为了保证所有人啊，每一个人 is to make sure everyone 都能够买得到这类商品 has access.To the products. 这里我们再学习一个表达叫做 have access to something. 表示有机会或者有方法接触到某物。比方说，力求让每个孩子都能接受到教育。Strive to make sure that every child has the access to education. 有机会申请到国家援助是 have access to government aids. 那现在乐购超市要实行限购，就是为了保证大家都有机会用到这些商品啊，买到这些商品 have access to the products.这是乐购在给顾客们所发的邮件里所说的内容。It's said in an email to customers. 那具体的限购 limits 是多少？我们看第三句补充的信息。Customers are allowed to buy up to 3 of each item. 顾客们可以购买每样物品，就刚才所列的那些鸡蛋啊、大米啊之类的东西，每样物品 each item 的上限是三件。Up to 3.Up to 这个表达我们也可以学习来用啊，表示最多到多少，封顶。比方说这个房间最多能容纳14个人。This room can accommodate up to 14 people. 我一周最多能看三本书。I can read up to 3 books a week. 而之所以突然之间就采取了如此严格的限购令，事出有因。我们看下一句。The move comes as almost 3,000 lorries remain stranded in Kent after restrictions on travel and freight between the UK and France were introduced. 好，这个句子很长啊，但其实从后到前讲述了三个阶段的事情。A comes as B after C. 很简单的一个结构，我再重复一遍。A comes as B after C.先是 C 事件的发生，然后导致 B 事件的发生，所以最后 A 发生了。我们来看看最后的结果是 this move 这个限购令的出台。在它之前发生的是 comes as 后面的一部分内容。Almost 3,000 lorries remain stranded in Kent. 差不多3000辆大卡车 3,000 lorries 滞留在了肯特这个地方。Strand 就是搁浅或者陷于困境之中的意思。这些登山者被暴风雨困住了。The climbers had been stranded by a storm. 也就是说，货运的工具被滞留，用不上，动不了。一时之间，补货可能不及时，所以大家得匀着买。而这个货车滞留又是为什么呢？再看 after 后面的部分。After restrictions on travel and freight between the UK and France were introduced.因为英法两国之间的旅游和运输都被限制了。After restrictions were introduced. Restriction 是限制、约束。那虽然跟前面的限购不是完全相同的意思，但他们带出限制内容的介词都是 on. Restrictions on travel and freight. 就是对旅游和运输的限制。所以事情发生的顺序就是英法之间流通受限，导致货车滞留在肯特，所以超市要限购。不仅限购， Tesco 超市还呼吁大家购物的时候自己来就行，不要成群结队，这样呢能够有利于保持社交隔离距离。 The supermarket giant also encouraged customers to shop alone to ensure social distancing in stores. 疫情复杂，我们自己也要小心。先来复习一下学到的表达。第一，限购令 purchasing limits on something。 第二，有机会或者有方法接触到某物 have access to something。 第三，最多啊到多少封顶，用 up to 加上某个数字的某样东西。这些表达你都消化好了吗？ OK， 以上就是今天为你带来的新闻讲解。节目的最后，我为大家再朗读一遍全文，祝大家度过愉快的一天。Tesco has introduced purchasing limits on some products, including eggs, rice, soap, and toilet roll. The move is to make sure everyone has access to the products, it said in an email to customers. Customers are allowed to buy up to 3 of each item.The move comes as almost 3,000 lorries remain stranded in Kent, after restrictions on travel and freight between the UK and France were introduced. The supermarket giant also encouraged customers to shop alone to ensure social distancing in stores.